single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Hello, my name is David, and welcome to Living Life. It's a pleasure having you guys today to join us as we wrestle with God's Word together, and thank you for joining us. One of the things that C.S. Lewis said that constantly that I'm reminded of is he said that God is like the sun and we are mirrors. What that means is our duty is to reflect God's light onto the world. But what happens is if a mirror is too dusty or if a mirror is unclean, the efficiency in which you could reflect the light becomes greatly reduced. So let's say that you have this clean and shiny mirror. It's able to really reflect the sunlight very well. But on the other hand, let's say that you have this really dusty and unclean mirror. I mean, it's still going to reflect the sunlight because the sunlight is so radiant and strong, but the efficiency is going to greatly be reduced. So C.S. Lewis always constantly reminded us as Christians to always be like this clean mirror so that we may truly reflect God's light, and at the same time to be repentant in our hearts at all times, because the more we live in sin, we become like this dirty mirror. So as we look at Isaiah chapter 60 today, it starts with this amazing words, and it's telling us to arise and shine. Let's take a look into what those words mean.
Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 9. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah. And all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. All Kedar's flocks will be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth will serve you. They will be accepted as offerings on my altar, and I will adorn my glorious temple. Who are these that fly along like clouds, like doves to their nests? Surely the islands look to me. In the lead are the ships of Tarshish, bringing your sons from afar with their silver and gold to the honor of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor.
I want us to examine verses 1 and 2 again. These are very famous verses, and I'm sure we've probably read it some other place, but I want us to examine this in this context of chapter 60. I'm going to read it to you guys. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. So as God conveys his people, and as God just looks at how the Israelites were living, they were living in complete darkness. There was not a single righteous person. The justice of God wasn't being served. And what he finally decides to do is, as he realizes that his cup of wrath is filled, he says, I'm going to give you a light. And it's not going to be this temporary light that comes and goes like the sun and the moon, but it's going to be this everlasting light. And all you have to do is rise and shine. These are amazing words. We just have to look at that light, and all we need to do is rise up and shine, because we reflect that light like mirrors. And in my introduction, I said that C.S. Lewis said that we are kind of like the mirrors of God, and we're called to reflect this radiant sunlight. And these are the commands of God. It's telling its people to stop living in your sinfulness. Stop living in darkness, because darkness is simply the absence of light. And it's telling his people to be encouraged, because I'm going to send you my son, and it is going to be this radiant light. And verse 3, it says that nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. We know that light attracts all things. And because this light is going to be shining so brightly, and because this light is going to be shining throughout the world, all these kings are going to come. And if you look on verses 4 to verse 9, it's just a reminder of God's salvation. It's a prophecy that's going to be filled. And verse 4 says, "Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip." So Isaiah is kind of prophesizing about what's going to happen in the future, how the Israelites are going to come back from captivity, from Babylonian captivity, after 70 years. And verse 5, it says, "Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come." Again, it's a prophecy of just the millennial age that's to come, when Jesus comes back and rules for 1,000 years. And during that time, not only Israel will worship the true God, but it's going to be people from all over the world literally coming because they're attracted by this light. If you continue on, verse 9, it says, "Surely the islands look to me. In the lead are the ships of Tarshish, bringing your children from afar with their silver and gold to the honor of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor." So Tarshish here is probably the furthest known point during that time. So pretty much from Jerusalem to the very ends of the earth, the furthest point that the people knew during that time, they're all going to come to this light, and they're going to come to honor the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. And the final remarks of verse 9, it's that he has endowed you with splendor. So again, it's not something that the Israelites brought upon themselves. I mean, we saw in the last chapter that there was complete darkness, that people were just living in evil. But once God brought his strong hand, and once God put on the armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, true light shines. Before, there was darkness, but when that true light comes, which is God, this radiant, glorious light, all of the nations see this light, and they come and they're attracted to it, and they come and they honor and they glorify God, and all because of his grace and mercy he had for his children. So these are very, again, reminding words. These are comforting words for people who are going to be led into captivity. And God is telling them, okay, you had your period where you were condemned. You went through your period where you were living as slaves. But now I want you guys to stop. Stop living in sin. Stop living in the dark. And I want you guys to arise and shine, because you're my children. Let's go into time of prayer. Through today's message, we were reminded to be mirrors that reflect God's light upon the world, to be the salt and light of the world. And God tells us to arise and shine, for the true light has come. I just want those words to kind of really go deep into our hearts. And if we could just really grasp those words, that we're meant to shine as his children, because our God is the radiant and glorious sunlight, and all we have to do is kind of just reflect that light. We don't have to do anything else other than to just merely reflect that light. Sometimes we kind of think too hard, where in the sense that we need to do something extravagant for God's kingdom. We need to do this and this. We need to take this amount of Bible classes, that we need to tithe this much. But all we simply have to do is arise and shine, because God is this glorious light and we are just simple mirrors. So I want us to be encouraged by the word today that during that time when Jesus comes again, all nations from the ends of the earth will come and worship and glorify God. And it's not something that we have done in our own accord, but it's because God has endowed us in His splendor. It's something that He has done out of His grace. So let's go into time of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank You so much for the word today. Sometimes as we live in this evil world, away from our true home, which is in heaven, we sometimes think that we're living in complete darkness because there's an absence of light. But let us be reminded through Your word today that You have given us this radiant and glorious light, which is You and Your Son. And as we just keep our eyes on You, I pray that we may be able to reflect it, that we may be able to rise from our sinfulness, rise from our murky situation, that we may really just shine Your glorious light. Let us be the salt and light in this world, in this dark, dark world. Let us just really reflect Your glorious and radiant light upon the entire world. We thank You, we love You, and in Your precious name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world all and stepping in closer.